wrinkles. Mm-hmm. So that's.
And do you know that just right off, like, touching the bolt in the fabric store, can you tell which one has that nice soft kind of rumple versus
the... Yes, you can, actually. If it's smooth and, maybe even shiny a little bit, if it's too crisp, if it's too stiff, it probably has some kind of finish on it that you don't want. Mm-hmm. If it is already soft and wrinkled, it probably does not have a finish on it.
Okay. Yeah, I actually just bought a bunch of linen for a big dye project, and I dyed it, and I did all of these treatments to the linen, and what I noticed after a couple of washings, because I had to wash the fabric to get the dye out, was that it's just like big clumps of it seem to be coming right off of it, and it was a linen that had a finish on it at the store, so I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah, the finish fills in between the weave, so it appears as if it's more dense than it really is, and when the finish is gone, then you can almost see through the fabric in a way.
Mm.
You don't want to really do that.
Yeah, that's not good.
Unless it's meant to be a sheer fabric like a handkerchief linen.
So are there, so you mentioned that, you know, Europe is definitely a center for where the really wonderful, wonderful linens come from. I've been told that you just mentioned Belgian linen is great, French linen, Italian linen. I've also heard that Eastern Europe for, you know, the linens that maybe are other types of linens, like, you know, linens that you might use for housewares or something like that, like Estonia and Lithuania. Are those places that you've heard of as well? Or
I'm not very familiar with that. Here's the problem with buying any kind of fabric in this country is if you're buying fabric online or even in a store, you really don't know where it's coming from. And even as vendors or someone like myself who's buying linen, I don't always know the source, the original source of where the linen originates. Jobbers and brokers are selling linen, particularly in New York and LA, and they're selling it by the, quote, lot. And you really don't know what you're getting. But you can tend to think that if an independent fabric store in this country is selling linen, it's going to be a better quality. But to speak to where the exact country it's coming from, that's, you're probably not going to really know that. But, and I'm not familiar with the Eastern European sources there, so that's not anything I know much about.
Okay, that's fair enough. So are there tips that you have for, let's talk about general tips for working with linen. You know, you've purchased your fabric, you're mm-hmm. going to pre-wash it, of course, even